Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is that time of the week again where I do a little reveal recap. I have to say that, there's a lot of Jeffrey Epstein stuff out there today with the guards being arrested, finding out that they were just 15 feet from his cell when all this went on. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, what kind of plea deal, if there's a trial, and what they say. Are they going to just take a fall? Are they going to provide some kind of information that we haven't heard before? Are they going to end up dead? A lot of possibilities. I have the Prince Andrew interview to talk about in greater detail. There was a, when I say lady, as in a dame, who was on TV this morning in England, who said that having sex with a 14-year-old is not pedophilia. Yes, it is. But that is not what I'm talking about right now. I'm going to do some recaps. But I want you to know that Epstein's coming up tomorrow, also with Jared Leto tomorrow, both, because I know some people like gossip, some people like the other stuff, so I'm going to just do them both. Probably Epstein in the morning, because I have some more black book pages, just a whole bunch of stuff to go over with that. And then Leto in the evening, so I think that everybody will enjoy that. But I think we are up to October 28th, as I try and get caught up before Black Friday. If you're not aware of that, if you're new to the site or anything like that, it is the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, about 20, generally, blind items that have not been revealed before, that exclude July 4th, 2019, so anything before that. And they are the best of the best. It is the best day by far to read the site. Always shockers, and it goes back throughout the entire history of the site. So it's something to look forward to. I know I do. And I really get into it in anniversary month because if you read the site, I mean, I had a really good one 2 days ago, I think, that just had never crossed my mind to reveal before, and I almost thought about saving it for a Black Friday, and it's just so good with anniversary month because I get to go back and I look at all these and start getting some ideas for, as I'm saying this, there's a commercial that kind of popped up for Chaz Dean. Oh, Chaz, the sole employer of Jeff Lewis. Let's see, number one, on the 28th, apparently, the disgraced actor, who's an Oscar winner slash nominee, is back to hosting parties, where he props himself in a sex swing and lets half dozen guys have their way with him. Hopefully, someone's checking identification before entrance. And I'm talking about Kevin Spacey. And honestly, he is just over the top right now. And there is hardly a week that goes by that I don't hear something about him. He's just too many parties, too many people. He's just not being careful. And I just don't think he really cares. If he just knows that nothing's going to happen to him. Number two, exceedingly popular. So the romance that started when he kept making you have sex scenes with him in every episode while he was also your boss, and then started having them with others, and then hitting on the A-list singer because he didn't really care about you or any of the other women on the show he was doing the same thing to, didn't work out. Well, I think everyone assumed that the permanent A-list actor and his co-star's relationship would last a lifetime, given that set of facts. It didn't. And I'm talking about Jim Carrey and Ginger Gonzaga, who's his co-star, who had numerous sex scenes with him, and, I mean, when you have some, and then Ariana Grande is the A-list singer. But when you have this relationship, all right, let's talk about on-set romances for a second. A lot of on-set romances are just like a work spouse, okay? You're with the person many, many hours a day. 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever, 5 days a week. You probably spend more time with them than you do your actual significant other. So that kind of gives you the background. Okay, now put yourself on a movie set or a TV set where you are now spending 12 hours a day with them, 5 days a week. And in a movie set, you are often, it can be longer than 5 days a week. You're often out of town. You're often isolated from anybody else other than this person on the movie set. It is an office romance times 100. Then throw in sex scenes where you're forced to be intimate or at least close to each other and touching and things like that, and you can see how this could lead to an onset romance. All right. Combine that with a person who has the power to control who they're going to have the sex scenes with, if this other person that they're going to have the sex scenes with needs to be topless or naked or whatever. And this person's your boss. It's just a horrible situation where, you know, the lines get blurred very, very quickly between, you know, is this love? Is this on my feeling? If I say no, then we get fired. You know, think of it as a James Franco and, you know, acting school. But hey, you want to be in this movie? Okay, you have to get naked. But I don't really want to get naked. Well, then you're not going to be able to take the acting class. You're not going to get the movie. And I'm going to talk bad about you. So nobody else will hire you. So it is within that foundation that all of a sudden Jim Carrey and Ginger Gonzaga are going out. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, on this show Kidding, then, you know, he's having other scenes with other people, whether they make it into the final product or not. And I mean, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's kind of what happened here. But you can see in Hollywood the potential for all of this stuff. It would be, if you're thinking of it in a regular office relationship, it's not even so much, hey, this person controls my fate and my job and I need this job and I need the income. But imagine, if you will, if you had to go on a conference somewhere with your boss, somebody even higher up on the food chain, and you go to a party and there's booze or whatever, and they're like, here, have a drink, and if you say no, then you're, oh my, you know, it's just all of these normal decisions that you would probably say no to, you're very conflicted. And that's kind of the same kind of thing. But then the person who's in charge has the power, because of their, you know, authority in the business, you know, to say bad things about you, so where you don't get hired. Or they say, oh, you know, she wasn't that great. It took a lot of work. You know, it just, they can say subtle things that have nothing to do really with your actual performance. They can just imply and hint. And it's that kind of thing that leads to not being able to get work. It's a lot different if you are working at a corporation and you refuse to have sex with your boss or something like that. And let's say they fire you and you go through the normal retaliation process or whatever, but chances are that they were not going to be able to say anything to keep you from getting hired somewhere else. At least in California, the only thing that anybody can say is whether or not you work there and the dates of your employment. They can't really say anything else. If they say anything else, then they're subject to defamation. And so you have this kind of issue, but in Hollywood, which is a very small town, and everybody works together and, you know, things overlap or crews overlap, it's very easy to get these rumors spread. And it's very easy to keep somebody from getting work because there's so many other people who want that job. And the people in control know that. So, a little lesson on Hollywood. And how it is the same as the real world, and in other ways, it's not. Number three. Even though she publicly supported a child molester, this A-list mostly movie actress was the hit of a party here in L.A. earlier this week, and everyone wanted to take a photo with her. And that's similar to the one, the reveal I had today, which you'll hear again in probably about a week, with Bryan Singer, who was at a party, and nobody wanted to take a picture with him, but everybody wanted to give him a hug or say, how's it going, how you doing, you know, including people like Jennifer Aniston, Wendy McClendon Covey from the Goldbergs. I mean, everybody was just being schmoozy with him. And there was a longer list. I just did two. But nobody wanted to take a photo. Unlike with Scarlett Johansson, they're all willing to take a photo with her. So, number four. Now, I don't know if that would stretch to the fact that, hey, I would work with Woody Allen too. I don't know if some people would do that. I'm hoping they wouldn't. The people representing the estate of this permanent A++ lister got wind that one of his former managers was going to spill a bunch of negative dirt about the A++ lister and want to keep that from happening. More money will need to exchange hands. I'm talking about the estate of Michael Jackson. who also got some interesting news today that the two people, Robson and Safechuck, who had their cases tossed, now we'll get a chance to have them heard again. So that is going to be interesting. But you had this former manager of Michael Jackson who was going to spill a bunch of negative dirt. So in order to keep him from doing that, and especially maybe make himself scarce during a possible Robson Safechuck trial, they're going to have to write a bigger check. Let's see, number five. On the 28th. Really want to get into November today, so kind of busting through them. How can a massage-loving attorney get some publicity for his new book? File a lawsuit right before the release date that goes after a victim for lying, even though everything that victim has said has proved correct. I'm talking about Alan Dershowitz filing a lawsuit against Virginia, just right before this book. And that's how you get attention. And you talk about it and you say, oh, by the way, I have a new book. You know, I'm going to talk about Prince Andrew in that interview and things, but what Virginia long before, if you look at the flight logs, she was in the same place as Prince Andrew. You know, it's just, oh, I don't have any recollection of meeting her, and then throwing out the whole, oh, I think it's a Photoshop photo. Well, you guys weren't saying that years ago when it first came out. And somewhere, because remember, this is a photo that was taken. So Virginia could give it to, I forget, her aunt or her grandmother or mother, somebody like that, a relative. She wanted to say, hey, look, I met Prince Andrew. There was a photo taken slightly before that, that Virginia doesn't have, that was on a website and published several years ago. So something that obviously, it was, I think, during the 2015 kind of filings, and it just disappeared. And I'm really trying to find it. And, when you look on the case, because the problem was it wasn't on a website, it was on Twitter. And so it's really hard to find that unless somebody screenshotted it. And back in 2015, when it came to Epstein, the demand wasn't quite what it is now. But apparently there is another photo of Prince Andrew with Virginia. And it would really, really be nice to see that photo. Let's see. Let's go to the 29th. And I just discovered the existence of that photo yesterday or the day before. So, it looks like the former MTV star has found another reality star she can package. That means more money for the former MTV star. The other reality star is just going full on in, and this won't end well. So I'm talking about Farrah Abraham and Larissa Dos Santos Lima. And if you read the blinds this week and the reveals, you can see that, well, the blind's not a reveal, but I'll tell you in advance, is, you know, so Larissa's getting back together with her ex, not Colt, but the other one who's got some money. And so I guess the Farrah thing didn't really work out the way everybody had hoped. And all of these ones with Farrah never work out. The only people that ever works out with are the Eastern Europeans who kind of flit in and out with Farrah. Let's see, let's do the 29th, number two, if I can find it. Very, very popular. All of them this day are. This A-plus list mostly movie actress is calling out her foreign-born illiterate co-star for bringing women on the set who are not his girlfriend. And I'm talking about Reese Witherspoon and Joshua Jackson. He's had some issues. Now, whether or not he got married, I don't know. I've been kind of digging into it, but I don't really care if people are married or not. I just want to know if they're a significant other. Just, that's not my thing. Oh, gosh, did they get married? Is it secret? I just care if they're together. It's the same with somebody pregnant, somebody not pregnant. You know, somebody asked me if Carrie Underwood's pregnant. I mean, that's just not my thing. You know, when you're asking information about people and stuff, you want to ask, to me anyway, the more important questions are not whether or not they're married. I'm not married, but pregnant. I mean, the questions to me are what's going on in the relationship. That's where I want to, you know, get my questions in. Not, oh, are they pregnant? Something like that. It's just, that's just not my thing. But there's others that just live for, oh my gosh, we have to be the first to announce a pregnancy. We have to be the first to announce if somebody's married. So, But Reese did not appreciate that. Let's see, number three. And Joshua has had some issues with this particular girlfriend and cheating. But it'd be nice. I mean, I'm always happily ever after for everybody. So if they did and it's all straightened out, then great. Apparently the socialite turned hanging on by a thread reality star would like to get repeatedly cheat on it again and dumped again too because she took back her ex. And I'm talking about Tinsley Mortimer, who might be running the string out when it comes to Real Housewives that may have influenced her decision to take back this guy. She got one of her friends there. Maybe Tinsley thinks this is the only way she's interesting is to have a guy. I don't know. I'm interested about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I think that that is going to be an interesting show, to say the least. And I know a couple of people who have been cast or talking about casting. My Salt Lake City contacts are not very high. I do, actually, have a couple, though, that I use more for Sundance. So there are some people out there who are drivers and things like that for Sundance. So I'm hoping that there's been some crew members involved, and I'm hoping that some of those drivers and other people and independent photographers get to work on this, and then we could get some good gossip. Number four on the 29th, also very popular. Oh, and this will probably be mentioned again tomorrow. Please, if I can remember, I will skip this blind tomorrow for Jared Leto, so you guys don't have to hear it twice in 2 days. Previously, the A-minus list singer/actor had only ticked off the people tangentially associated with that illiterate movie franchise. Now he has dragged in outside forces to his displeasure and temper and entitlement. My guess is he won't work much in future in the acting world. And I'm talking about Jared Leto. And this particular one is related to Suicide Squad. And, you know, and I'm going to talk more about Jared tomorrow. But obviously the guy has totally screwed over his career with this sense of entitlement. And nobody can play the Joker better. And I deserve it. And what are you guys doing? And you could just see the writing on the wall a couple of years ago, but I don't know if he didn't. I mean, everybody during Suicide Squad, they hated the guy. He said, oh, I'm method acting. And, oh, what was it? Robert Pattinson had a great line this last week. And he said, you know, you never see any method actors say, yeah, I'm method acting right now, and I'm just having the happiest time of my life. You guys are wonderful. You know, it's never method acting like that. It's method acting only to be a total a-hole. And, you know, how about doing it the other way around? And, you know, Jared Leto, is just, he's not a nice guy. And I think that the whole world is kind of figuring that out. You know, I'm going to talk about him, and I'm talking about his brother and his brother's addiction, and you know, and how all this went down. And it just, I don't like the guy. I know that a lot of you, you know, you teen crushed him on My So-Called Life, but you know, you kind of got to get over that a little bit. You know, you got to fast forward. And he's had, you know, a couple of decades of entitlement. Number five, very popular on the 29th. This newly engaged woman to an A-list actor from an acting family loves being with this A-lister, compared to the last A-minus list actor she was dating. The A-minus lister cheated and wanted sex 4 or 5 times a day. The A-lister is content with once every other day. He is a cheater, though. And forgive me if I pronounce your name wrong, Laura. It's Laura Savoy. And the A-lister is Dennis Quaid. And the A-minus list actor that she used to date with Jeremy Piven. If you dated Jeremy Piven, then you just want to be with somebody famous. There I said it. Because I have never met, and I'm sure that there are women in this town who have had relationships with Jeremy Piven, and they've been lovely. I'm just talking from my own personal experience on a limited number of women that have had relationships. I'm not talking about one-night stands. I'm talking about, let's say, at least a couple of months. And none of them really had anything positive to say at all, including people, and I've mentioned it here before, who usually are the most positive people on the face of the planet. You know, these are the kind of people that are, say, entertainment reporters who seem to never have a negative bone in their body, and yet they find negative words to say about Jeremy. Let's see, the 30th. Number one. I'm gonna whip on into November. This A-list couple from two different parts of the performing world only spend a couple of months together a year as it is. The new gig by the husband in the relationship is going to reduce that time together even more, except for Christmas. The only time they really spend together are the nights before and of red carpet events. I'm talking about Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban. And, you know, just the more gigs you sign up for, the less time that you have together. And it doesn't it seem as if Nicole just keeps adding stuff and adding stuff, Keith keeps adding stuff and adding stuff, to the point where would they get divorced? See, these are the questions that I ask myself. You know, when you get tips or something and, oh, things are strained, but they spend so little time together compared to, you know, just say a normal married couple, that perhaps that works for them to spend so little time together. Perhaps they make the most of it. You know, but at some point, if they do get divorced and they say, well, we just weren't spending enough time together, the thing is, they could have. At what point do you say, okay, I don't need another $5 million. I don't need another $20 million. I don't need to do another 150-city world tour. You know, it's just what is more important. And so when they say, well, we just grew apart and we weren't spending as much time together. But I feel as if that's on them. This is not, you know, a couple that needs two incomes and one of the people in the couple has to travel all the time and they can't quit the job because then they wouldn't have enough money. This is not that. So if I hear that kind of excuse coming from them, I'm just going to say, you guys got to change that. This is on you. Number two on the 30th. Much like what the one named A-plus list singer is doing, this former A-plus list rapper is going to try and take away what someone else already owns because he thinks he's a celebrity. He is more important than the other person. I'm talking about Beyoncé and Blue Ivy, and you know that I already went on a rant for the ages on that. But Kanye West and Sunday Service, it's the same thing. Hey, I'm famous. I should be entitled to Sunday Service. You're nothing. You don't deserve it. I don't care if you built a brand. I don't care about any of that. I'm famous. I'm a genius. I'm a billionaire. You know, that's the thing I hate most about celebrity, just where it says, I'm a celebrity. I'm more important than you. And that's not the case. You are a human, the same as somebody else is a human. And what somebody else has worked for, you shouldn't be able just to take away. And it doesn't have to even be a celebrity. It could just be a big business trying to, you know, strong arm a small business and to say, we're bigger, you're smaller. And, you know, I always like when the small person wins, when the small company wins. Because they're the ones who are out there, you know, who worked hard to get the brand. And so you can't have some big company just swooping in and saying, we're big, we're more important. It's the same with celebrity. You know, just because more people know you than know the other person, it doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't make you, you know, get what the other, you know, to have your way. Number three. The celebrity CEO pays all of his expenses through a company credit card that is then paid by those various companies. He's so leveraged that he doesn't actually have any money of his own other than, say, like the $3,000 to $4,000 a month he gets as a paycheck. And that money goes basically into a relative's bank account. And I'm talking about Elon Musk. Now, that's not to say he can't get cash, right? But he doesn't have tons and tons of cash coming in. This is not somebody who can go out. He's not some singer who can go out and perform a couple of shows and fill the pockets with some cash. This is somebody who's leveraged to the hilt, who has borrowed so much against stocks and things just to live that, you know, he just doesn't have a ton of cash. So, you know, he uses the credit cards from the company. And, you know, I'd like to see somebody go audit those books and to see what's being charged on that credit card and if people are cool with that. Number four on the 30th. And I, you know, going back to Tilon, you know, he's going to go to trial for the, he called that person who helped those Thai kids get rescued in the cave. He called the person a pedophile. And, you know, what was that, a couple of years ago now, but it's finally going to go to trial. And I haven't checked to see if the attorneys are being paid for by the company itself, whether it's SpaceX or Tesla, or if he has some kind of personal umbrella insurance policy, and so the insurance company's providing the defense, and or if he's actually having to pay it out of pocket. I doubt he's having to pay it out of pocket. But honestly, I haven't checked enough to see if it's some kind of insurance thing. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'm sure maybe you've had this experience, but, you know, if you sue somebody who has insurance, the insurance company will pay for the defense. And regardless of whether or not, you know, somebody is at fault, and they pay it, and, you know, but they generally settle before a trial. We have a trial date, but I don't think we've had the settlement conference. I don't really see it going to trial. Like, I just think it'll get settled before then. I don't think Elon Musk wants to be up on a stand talking about whether or not he meant to call somebody a pedophile and all these kind of things. It's just better to write a check. And especially if it's an insurance company, they're going to look at the costs of settling rather than going to trial and maybe having to pay more. Number four on the 30th. Okay, so I will agree that Shad Moss is a much bigger offender when it comes to this. But the one named rapper is a master of making it look like he's rich when he's just leasing things or buying CZ and pretending they're real diamonds. The only time he actually got real things is when his ex would buy them. And I'm talking about Tyga with Kylie Jenner. And, you know, I am convinced that Tyga is going to get back in at least the good graces of Kylie to the point where he can, you know, be living large again. I think that's what he wants. And I think he will do whatever it takes to make that happen. And I think Kylie's got a soft spot in her heart for him and all that kind of stuff. Number five. Very, 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 very popular. The seemingly violent cokehead who had a chance at A-plus list and has at least one franchise is being replaced for a very big addition to a new streaming service. And that's Jeremy Renner. And, you know, I don't think enough has been made of this. Nobody's talked about it. Now, he's not going to be on Disney Plus on The Avengers or something like that. And he crushed that movie. I've already talked to you guys about that. Because nobody could go out and do any press whatsoever. But let's think about this for a second. How many people are actually talking about Jeremy Renner and the barely, let's call them barely legal, strippers, people who were at his house doing coke and things like that. Nobody's really talking about it. You know, the movie bombed and the studio's ticked. Disney doesn't want any part of him, but nobody's really talking about it. Is there more to come? Is everybody hoping that it kind of just blows away? Because this is somebody, Jeremy Renner, leading up to this cartoon movie. You know, he's in all the Jeep commercials and singing his song in the Jeep commercial. It was Jeep, right? I think it was Jeep. And just in our faces everywhere, the Amazon stuff, just, and now, whoa, coke and strippers that are barely legal and, you know, some say underage, you know, the accusations of violence and the guns and all this stuff. You would think that this would be everywhere, on every, you know, it would be on TMZ, although, of course, remember, they are very much pro male rights, as opposed to any kind of victims' rights. But you would think that somebody, even somebody like People Magazine or Us Magazine, would pick up on this, and they really haven't. And if People Magazine picked up on it, then they would have been told that, hey, by the studios, this is where our thinking is on Jeremy Renner, and they would have some kind of story. They haven't done that, which means, in my mind, that the studios haven't made up their minds about what to do with Jeremy Renner, that it's still an open question. And they're going to see if any new things come out. They're going to see what the public perception is. You know, they'll float some things. And if they had given up on him, then they would let it know through carefully coordinated leaks, that Jeremy's kind of, they would talk about the story more, but they haven't. So I think that they're hoping that it will just go, you know, by the wayside. If you think about somebody like Jeep and some big advertising campaign featuring, starring, not a voiceover, but him front and center, singing the songs, you know, that's a big commitment to have to pull. So maybe they're hoping that at some point it'll get to come back. The 31st on number one. This former A-plus list mostly movie actress, who is a multiple Oscar winner slash nominee, hopes her recent life event will be a kickstart to her acting career. Insiders in town have been cheering her downfall because of the way she made it to the top so quickly. And I'm talking about Jennifer Lawrence, and she's hoping that life event will work out great for her, the marriage and the wedding, and just set things ablaze. But, you know, there are a lot of people in town who they like to see you rise, and just as quickly they like to see you fall. And what your goal is as an actress, an actor, a writer, a director, a producer, is to minimize those falls into the valley where you can kind of catch yourself and then just kind of coast along until you get another chance and then move right back up the ladder. But Jennifer hasn't really had that chance. It just kind of seems to go down, 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 down. I equate it to what's going on with Kristen Stewart. I think a lot of people with the whole Twilight thing and then what happened subsequent to that, I think that a lot of people are wanting to see her fail. There are some people that want to see her succeed, but they're not they're not dismayed that she's not doing well. You know, that's just kind of the way it is. And then you almost have to say, okay, yeah, you know, I've made some mistakes without like a mea culpa thing. And then you move on and they give you some more chances. So, you know, I think that Jennifer's kind of hoping for that. I think that she's burned a lot of bridges with some of the directors that really kind of helped her out, you know, like David O. Russell and things like that. So she needs to do some mea culpas and apologize, or not even apologize, and not that she did anything wrong. But I think a lot of people are upset about, you know, what she and Harvey did and how she, you know, got the Oscars and everything so quickly, you know. So it's not that she didn't deserve it. She just played the game as the game that, you know, a lot of people play. It's just that a lot of people enjoy watching others suffer. Let's see, the 31st, number two. The recently arrested celebrity offspring of a comic slash host is probably pregnant, considering she has gone out with the one named baby making rapper more than once. And I'm talking about Lori Harvey and Future, because I don't think you can go out with him more than once and not be pregnant. And that was just a very fun kind of blind that everybody could get. Number three, very popular. This police force has requested permission from the Queen to question one of her offspring. There are now a half dozen women in their own country who say they were underage when he assaulted them sexually. And I'm talking about the French police and Prince Andrew. But again, going back to what I had said a few days ago or something, Prince Andrew and the story about the plea deal and what came out of the Sun and the Mirror, we have not seen any arrest warrants at all, have we, for anybody. And I feel sometimes people just are writing things. And now this is the chance to write about Prince Andrew and to really go in there and find out everything. And I like how the tabloids are digging up the pictures of him back in the early part of the century, in the aughts, in 01, 02, 03, and finding all these pictures of him in clubs and with these women. And I saw some picture today, I think, where some woman was licking him or something like that. So for him to say something on the interview, well, I remember specifically that night, and I went out with pizza with my daughters, and we went, you know, to this particular pizza place, and I believe that there was more than one or two of us. Let's go find those other one or two. I'm going to talk about this more tomorrow, but that was not even close to journalism, what that reporter did. And when you talk about, oh, I got to interview the Queen's son, I mean, right there, it's over. You know, not Prince Andrew or whatever, the Queen's son. I got to interview the Queen's son. Ugh. Let's see. Number four on Halloween. Oh, I'm sorry about this. That's another fairy, Abraham. So, not only has Farrah managed to get a star, Larissa, but now got another sometime MTV star, Jen Harley, to also work for her. Let's see. Number five on the 31st. The actress turned housewife just wanted to use it to boost her acting career, and it has done so. Now, she is always bailing on filming for the reality TV show. And I'm talking about Denise Richards and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I mean, she always wants to act. Reality is a pay the bills, okay? And if she gets acting roles, they pay way, way more than a season of reality television. And it's a lot easier to do. They give you the lines you have to say. You don't have to pretend to be somebody, or you don't have to fit into, you know, some kind of thing, and then have it edited, and you don't know how it's going to look. You don't have a script in advance, so you don't know what they have in mind for you. You have to provoke yourself to fight with random people. Reality is something to pay a bill. You know, acting is what she likes. So she's always going to do that. November 1st, number one. And we're in November. Yay. Apparently the PR team of this foreign-born, one-named permanent A-list singer slash mogul, didn't get the memo to not play the music of the woman abusing X on her singer's social media account. Now they're going to be fired. And I'm talking about Rihanna, and there was Chris Brown music playing that they used, and it's not a good look. And it's such a bad PR move, and I don't know who proved that or anything like that. It just, to me, that's just, you should know better. Especially probably with what she pays them. Number two on the first. This permanent A-list comic actor from a huge acting family was hungover and slept through slash missed a press conference announcing an award he's receiving. And that's Bill Murray. And, you know, that's just what you're going to get with Bill Murray. You're going to get a guy who can be great when he's on. And when, you know, the cameras are pointing at him, he's great with fans. And, oh, yeah, I'm going to be the manager of a restaurant inside the airport while we wait. Or a waiter. And that's the kind of thing that endears him to just the general public, because they see that, it goes viral or something like that. But in reality, what you're going to get is some hungover guy who just, yeah, great, thanks for all of this. And, oh, sorry, I missed it. So, but because of the public perception, he's just going to keep getting those kind of awards. And it's not that he's a bad actor. It's not, he's a great actor. He's just cranky. And I kind of wrote about this one again this week. But this is from November 2nd, but I wrote it October 22nd. And it says this foreign-born, former A-minus list syndicated actress, turned reality star, who also dabbled in celebrity porn, says she's been replaced by someone half her age when it comes to being the love interest of this foreign-born political prisoner. I'm talking about Pamela Anderson and Julian Assange. And, you know, I thought, okay, that's it. It was a nice run. And, you know, they had their ins and outs. And, you know, I was the first one to ever talk about this. How many years ago? 5 years ago? Something like that. I need to go back and look when the first time. Because I remember when somebody actually reported on their, like, because it was the first time or second time that she had gone there, and nobody knew that she was going to see him. And I found out the same way I find out about all of these little things. And I think it was the second time, and still nobody knew that she was going to see him. And I wrote, you know, basically almost the same line as this, minus probably the celebrity porn part. And I said, you know, he's got a love interest and they're hooking up. And everybody's like, she's not even seeing him or anything. She doesn't. And then I think the next time people go, oh, she is. Oh my gosh, look, you know, Pamela Anderson's visiting Julian Assange. And then they go back and they go, oh, look. So anyway, I kind of wrote something more about it now, is that she was supposed to go see him and then something happened. So I don't know if he said, no, you know, you're the one for me, or if there really was some kind of personal emergency, or maybe he's just kind of, you know, messing around with her. We'll see. And actually, that was from November 2nd, and I'm still on November 1st. So now I'm going to have to go all the way through November 2nd, so you guys get an extra day. Let's see. Let's see what number three on the first is. The estate of this illiterate rapper, most of you know, wants to make money off their own project regarding the dead rapper. They need to quicken the pace or the unauthorized stuff will overwhelm any estate-approved projects. And I'm talking about Mac Miller. And this stuff's important because what happens is you have the estate and you have authorized stuff. But let's say Mac Miller, I don't know, let's say he worked with the same record producer all the time. So the record producer has a history and knows Mac and knows what he was going through, okay? So this record producer sells their story as it relates to Mac. So it's not authorized by the estate, but it gets out there. And it could be another person. Ariana could do something like that. And her time with Mac, and maybe it doesn't represent what the estate wants to say. But the problem is once these start going out there, then it overwhelms anything that the estate could do. And then it gets lost in the shuffle and you don't know what's going on. So that's what I'm saying. They need to hurry. Number four. It's great that the former A-plus list rapper wrote it on a piece of paper, but would really like to see actual receipts of the donation. I'm guessing those won't be forthcoming, though. And I'm talking about Kanye West and his $1 million donation to charity. And let's see if he actually did it. I'm guessing no. And he won't. He won't. And nobody will say, hey, you know that $1 million you wrote down that you were giving to Kim saying, oh, look, I donated. Nobody will ask him. Number five. At an award show last night was a who's who of not only yachters, but those who pay for yachting. And it was the In Style Awards, and it was a hot mess. That was kind of old school about let's just find people to hook up with. This flowering financial institution needs rehab in the worst way, but won't go because they think it will make them lose their edge. I'm talking about Azalea Banks. And by the way, if you have a chance, you know, I did the whole Taylor Swift royalties thing the other day. Azalea had a great Instagram story where she talked about her own situation and royalties and how they're screwing her. And she explains it also. It's the same kind of detail in what I talked about where she's allowed to perform her own music, but they're, you know, they're holding back royalties. It's the same kind of thing. So, you know, go look if you get a chance at her Instagram story. And she kind of talks about the same thing. Number two. Because of the situation with her father, no designer wants anything to do with making a wedding dress for this royal. I'm talking about Princess Beatrice. She is not getting it for free. And I'm not even sure if she's saying the name. I mean, everybody knows. I don't know if the designer wants to be a part of it. So you made one for Beatrice. I mean, they could probably get away with it, but it's a tough little situation. All right, you heard number three with Pamela Anderson. So number four on the second. There was more news this weekend, which shows just how close the celebrity CEO is to certain high-level drug traffickers in a Mexican drug cartel. And I'm talking about Elon Musk. And it's getting kind of over the top here. I don't know if he's just enchanted or, you know, whatever with El Chapo's wife, but I don't know. Maybe he fancies himself as some kind of guy like that. Number five. This A-plus list mostly movie actor is canceling things right and left on his world press tour for a new movie, which is a huge bomb. The number of countries to visit has been cut in half, and I'm talking about Will Smith and Gemini Man, and Will is going to go through about a 3-movie losing streak here, and it's going to be rough for him. I think 3. I don't know when Bad Boys comes out. That will stop the streak to some extent. And then the final one for tonight. This rarely seen reality star from an A-list reality family was getting laughed at when he would invite Instagram models to his house to have sex, so he lost a bunch of weight. I'm talking about Rob. Anyway, you guys, see, I got all the way through to the second, because I really, by the 28th, I want to be all caught up to that day. To tomorrow, so if Epstein's your thing and gossip's not, great. If gossip's your thing and Epstein's not, got you covered either way. Anyway, I hope that you guys have a great night, and I will talk to you tomorrow.